Well, Father, we do thank and praise you. We thank you for this opportunity to minister to one another, and more importantly, to encourage one another. Because what we have experienced is like that little song, pass it on once you have experienced it. And that's what we need to do, all of us, in our own way. We don't have to be out on a street corner holding signs or doing anything like that, that the world's going to end and all that. We can start right at home with our own family. That's the best place to evangelize, with our children, with our relatives, people that know us and know when you talk to them about the change and the things that happen in your life, you have credibility. They know. But it's up to us to do it. One person at a time. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for an opportunity to have a time of memorial as we recognize and thank you for the people that gave their life so that we can live in a free country. But more importantly, thank you, Jesus, for coming to this world and experiencing everything that we experience, up to and including death. And the world said, that's over. But you were raised from the dead, and you were seen by many for many, many, many days, and you broke that bondage over sin and death. Just think about maybe when the Roman soldiers were there that day, and the Holy Spirit came and moved that stone away from the tomb. They fell flat on the ground, and they recognized the power and the grace of the Spirit of the living God.